July 12th, 2020. Until we feel the sanctuary is a safe place for us to worship in person, we will continue to provide pre-recorded services. And as I continue my recovery from COVID-19, today's message is a repeat from October 2015. The sermon title is In God We Trust, based on Psalm 62, verses 5 through 12. Let us worship together. In turbulent times, when the knot of fear tightens, take heart, trust God, and step out. When doubt needles us and despair encircles us, take heart, trust God, follow Jesus, and walk on. As depression threatens to sink us and grief tries to bury us, take heart, trust God, follow Jesus, and proclaim your faith. Today I'd like to share two verses of a hymn written by Susan Peterson in 1998, entitled My God, in Whom I Trust. If you dwell beneath the shelter of the Lord your God Most High, you will rest within the shadow of Almighty El Shaddai. He'll deliver you from all your foes as you let loose your cry, My God, in whom I trust. It's because you love the Lord your God that he protects your frame. He has promised to deliver all who call upon his name. He will show you his salvation, for his word is e'er the same. My God, in whom I trust. He's my refuge and my fortress, my salvation and my stronghold. He's my rock and my deliverer, my God, in whom I trust. Please join with me in prayer. Enlighten us, O God, by your Spirit and the understanding of your word, and grant us the grace to receive it in true reverence and humility, that we may learn to put our trust in you, to worship and to honor you by glorifying your holy name in all our lives.
We now pray as he taught, praying aloud together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Matthew chapter 22 verse 37 says, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
Into your hands I commit again in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Into your hands I commit again all I am, for you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am. I'll walk with you.
Scripture today is Psalm 62, verses 5 through 12. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they go up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no confidence in extortion, and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay to all according to their work.
together. Lord, we have received instructions through your written word today as we have heard it read and read it. Lord, we pray now that our hearts and minds may be open to receive a message from you that will help us in our daily living. It may give us strength, may give us courage, may give us comfort. Whatever our need is today, Lord, we pray that you will minister to us and that we will be different people for having been here and worshiping here together. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Have you ever shopped online? If so, you may have felt inundated by the variety of available items. For example, Amazon sells 1,161 different kinds of brushes to clean in the bathroom equipment. Not just 10 or 20 or even 500. 1,161. That's a lot of scrubbers. How do you decide? How do you choose? A woman named Jane Porter discovered this when she spent an evening trying to choose one for the bathroom in her new apartment. She writes, "After nearly an hour of reading countless contradictory reviews and pondering far too many choices, I felt grumpy and tired, and I simply gave up." She was suffering from what's been labeled decision fatigue. You may have felt it too if you've been encountered trying to shop online and not knowing what to do. But fortunately, after a good night's sleep, she went out and, quote, "happily bought the only bathroom brush the local dollar store offered." The one brush turned out to be the right brush for her. We love having choices, but too many options can exhaust us. Even worse, they can make us unhappy and cause us to flee from making decisions. Researcher Barry Schwartz calls this choice overload. And it's not just choosing brushes for the bathroom that can overwhelm us. Even worse, an abundance of choices in our creative and professional lives can cause problems. Years ago, if our last name was Baker, we would work as a baker. The Carpenter family labored as carpenters. Smiths were smiths. Potters made pottery, and farmers worked in the fields. But today, a young woman named Jessica Baker can be anything from an attorney to a zoologist. A man named Jeremy Carpenter might choose to build homes, but he could also join the Coast Guard, work for a cable company, or be a crime scene investigator. There are more than 2,100 occupations available today, far exceeding the number of brushes sold by Amazon. How does one choose? Choices. We have so many of them. Researcher Schwartz writes, "And unfortunately, as the number of options increase, the cost in time and effort of making good choices also increases. And as we are presented with more and more choices, the level of uncertainty we have about our final choice rises. The more choices we have," he writes, "the more anxiety we feel about someday regretting the choice we have made." You ever felt paralyzed that way? Just not knowing if it's the best thing to buy and maybe wanting to hold out? There's a famous jam study in Palo Alto where two tasting booths were set up in a grocery store. One booth had 6 flavors of jam on display, while the other booth had 24 flavors of jam. People were 6 times more likely to buy a jar of jam if they saw 6 to choose from than if they saw 24. Too many choices can be paralyzing. But from bowl brushes to jams to careers, we have a lot of options these days. And such seemingly endless options can lead to uncertainty, to anxiety and decision fatigue. As the old saying goes, a man with a watch knows what time it is. A man with 2 watches is never sure. Too many options can be too much of a good thing. So what is the best path that will help us to be happy and decisive and free of fatigue? Psalm 62 is a song of trust in God alone. And it gives us 3 words of advice: wait, pray, and obey. And if we obey, the psalm writer tells us that God will repay. When exhausted by excessive choices, the Lord provides a path to rest and to peace. So first, the psalmist tells us we need to wait. I'm assuming the psalm writer was a male. Most of them were in the Old Testament, but the psalm writer was in no big hurry to make big decisions. Instead, he writes, "For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him." So often we feel pressure to make choices quickly. Whether we are selecting a new car, a kitchen appliance, or an electronic equipment, or whether we're rushing to declare a major in college, or jumping at the first house or job that's offered to us. But when the choices are serious, we almost always have time to wait, ponder, think about it. So how should we wait? We should wait in silence. We should wait for God. We should wait for the one who is our source of hope. For the psalm writer says that God is our rock and our salvation, our fortress. We shall not be shaken. On God rests our deliverance and our honor. Our mighty rock, our refuge, is in God. And this God is worth the wait. So when we wait in silence and trust our rock-solid God to help shape our decisions, we usually will make better choices. The very same is true when we're wrestling with the big decisions and decide to sleep on it. That shopper, that online shopper who ended up at the local dollar store the next day because she was so stressed out, writes that it's advisable to make our most important decisions in the morning rather than at the end of an exhausting day when our energy has been depleted. She points to a Columbia University study that found that judges were more likely to give prisoners a favorable ruling in the beginning of the day than they were at the end of the day. So waiting in silence, though, is not enough. It's also important that we pray. That's the second component the psalm writer gives us. For we read in this psalm, "Trust in God at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." So when we pour out our hearts, when we ask for guidance in our decision making, and when we pray about the various options that lie before us, we need to take the time to discern God's will. And that can help us to eliminate a number of options that will lead us in the wrong direction. Returning to that shopper Again, she reports that imposing restraints can actually lead to a better decision. We can do this by eliminating choices that don't align with our understanding of the Bible. That is, that they don't fit in with our Christian ethics and our theology. If the proposed option does not line up with our understanding of God's will for our life, then we can just scratch it off. Don't consider it anymore. And move on to another option and consider that one. Now, obviously, we're talking more life decisions here and not so much of what to buy in the dollar store. Letting ourselves have fewer options can actually lead us to better outcomes. According to a study from New York University, restricting the choice of creative inputs actually enhances creativity. So we need to pray about it. Pouring out our hearts before God and letting the Lord be our guide and our refuge. We'll end up with a better decision. Finally, the psalmist tells us that we must obey. So after we wait, after we pray, it's time to obey. Put no confidence in extortion, says the psalmist, and set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. We need to make sure that any decision we make includes obedience to the laws of God and the teachings of Jesus. A professor of business at Columbia University has studied the relationship between choice and religion. In particular, she has looked at whether having a lot of choices makes us happy. She started her investigation by asking a psychology professor the following question. Wouldn't people of more fundamental faiths become more depressed because they have so many more rules imposed on them and so much less choice and control over their lives? To answer that, this professor and the psychologist surveyed people from 9 different religions, from fundamental faiths to liberal ones. What they discovered surprised them. The professor reports, "We found, in fact, that the liberals were more likely to become depressed. We found that the liberals were more pessimistic about the future of their lives. That showed me, for the first time, that constraints on choice could give people a feeling of more control over their lives." Now, this obviously is not to bash or condemn those who see themselves as liberal theologically or politically. The point is that when we have clear boundaries and constraints, whatever our persuasions are, we're more likely to be at peace with ourselves. So one of the keys to happiness is to obey the laws of God and the teachings of Jesus. We will have fewer choices, but we'll end up with a feeling of more control over our life. Once we wait, pray, and obey, then the psalmist tells us God will repay. For we read, "Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God, and steadfast love belongs to you, O Lord, for you repay to all according to their work." These verses remind us that God rules the world in power and in love, and that God is working for good in our lives if we allow Him to. When we trust this God, we're given the gifts of rest and peace. In fact, the Hebrew word translated as repay in this verse is related to the Hebrew word shalom, which is translated as peace in English. So an alternative translation of this verse, according to one biblical scholar, could be, "For God will give peace to all according to their work." God will give peace to us according to our work. If we choose peace, we will receive peace. If we choose justice, we will be given justice. If we choose mercy, we will be given mercy. God repays all according to their work. In a world that's filled with decision fatigue, Psalm 62 invites us to trust in God at all times. For we read, "For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken." Our challenge is to trust in God alone, to wait, to pray, to obey, and to believe that God will repay. This kind of faith is the secret to making good choices in every area of life while avoiding the stress, sometimes to the point of paralysis, of decision fatigue. In the face of many options, there is only one Lord, God alone. The source of rest and peace is the God in whom we can trust.
Please pray with me. Lord God, when we look at the world, we see uncertainty, despair, hopelessness, and sorrow. Many times we feel paralyzed by all that is out of order. But Lord, we do not want to give up. We do not want to stop believing that truth and goodness and love will prevail. So Lord, we ask that you would give us strength to keep going and endurance to persevere. Let us know that you are always with us, and may that assurance give us the confidence to be strong. Let us mourn with those who mourn, but let us also be people of hope, holding out faith that you are still present and active, and your kingdom is still in our midst. Loving God, we pray that you would pour out your peace over each one of us today, for we trust in you. We ask this all in the power in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Oh,
in God so wholly that we are freed from fear and energized to face the challenges of these days. Trust and obey the Lord, and we will be happy in Jesus. Go with courage, for the Lord of hosts is with us always. Amen.